Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and excited to be back with you for another lesson in A Course in Miracles. Today we're going to be discussing lesson 266, and Reverend A is here with us. And we are going to take just a brief moment of silence together as we come together. Let's take a good deep breath. My holy self abides in you, God's Son.
Father, you gave me all your sons to be my saviors and my counselors in sight, the bearers of your holy voice to me. In them are you reflected, and in them does Christ look back upon me from myself. Let not your son forget your holy name. Let not your son forget his holy source. Let not your son forget your name is his.
This day we enter into paradise, calling upon God's name and on our own, acknowledging ourself in each of us, united in the holy love of God. How many saviors God has given us? How can we lose the way to him when he has filled the world with those who point to him and give us the sight to look on them? My holy self abides in you, God's Son. And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence, for just a brief moment. So if we are to take this lesson at face value, everyone we see today is our salvation. Every brother and sister is our salvation. They point the way towards our awakening. They show us ourselves. They show us our consciousness. They show us an opportunity to connect at a higher level of consciousness as true self, because the true self in our brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our collective right minds, is always in communion and always in communication, never ceasing, never worried, never afraid, never needing, always knowing that we are perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. And connecting with that higher self in our brothers and sisters is the way home. My holy self abides in you, God's Son. My holy self abides in you, dear wife.
When I first read that sentence, which sentence? How many saviors God has given us? I'm like, gee, thanks a lot, God. <laughs> You know? <laughs> And right now it's like, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. You know, how can we lose the way to him when he has filled the world with those who point to him and given us the sight to look on them? It's so very clear that everyone is before my path by divine appointment. Everyone and everything. And based upon resonance, based upon, you know, the vibratory field that I am, you know, putting forth, and that I am the creator of my experience. And part of that is how I perceive others are treating me and how I perceive those who irritate me. Those who I find irritation with are all heralders or saviors of, by doing me the great service of showing me myself. And so, yes, my husband, you as my savior, when in the moments of our knowing our love and being in that blissful love state, and in those moments when we aren't, you know, that we are each other's savior. I have a little kitty cat that is loving on me right now in this very moment, on the back of the chair, rubbing against my head. And she is my little savior too in this moment. And so I think the other aspect of this lesson is to know that that God's name is my name. Mm-hmm. That your name is my name. That aspect is that we share that there's the shared identity, and you kind of mentioned that as well, the shared identity that we have. Mm. It makes me think of the word gentleness that we've had this week. It makes me also think of the idea of patience, of may I be patient with myself to kind of wait for it, look for it, until I see and behold the Christ in those who are around me, especially those holy friends that appear as those who have quote-unquote trespassed against me, you know. I love this lesson. It says that today, this day, we enter into paradise. And I think of Jesus on the cross when he says that to those who are being crucified next to him, you know. Mm. This day shall we be in paradise. This day. Regardless of what it is believed that you have done or didn't do, this moment of forgiveness, this whole curriculum is about forgiveness, that we may see the Son of God in all whom we come in contact with. That's what this whole curriculum is about. That's what every lesson is about. That's what it's about. I mean, that right there. And as we do that, we are in paradise. And so it is.
True enough. I think the for me, for so very long, the hard part was to read these lessons and then think, how can I do that? I mean, how can I do that? And of course, I was always making that statement, channeling my ego self.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the ego self really can't do that. The ego self can only get out of the way, the sleeping self. Can only get out of the way. And the sleeping self, if you will, and I use that analogy of the sleeping self as a human sleeping self, it creates its own interpretation of its own imagination, really. Out pictures it and moves from drama to drama, and it's not aware that it's even sleeping. It believes it's just carrying on, living normally. Unaware of the waking self, if you will, the self here, human waking self, is still sleeping too, not knowing itself, not knowing the true self of those that are around us. And so before we put too much pressure on ourselves and trying to fix ourselves and judging ourselves for what's undone or not done or we're incapable of doing, it's, I think, instructive to take a good deep breath and move to a place of humility and realize of my own self, I can't do it. Of my own self, I do nothing except dream. Of my own self as a separated self, that's all that self is capable of, and that's not who I am. And so I can make the choice then, when I see the innocence of my brothers and sisters, I'm seeing that innocence through the vision of Christ. I'm seeing that because I've taken that good deep breath. I've gone to the altar, the very center of my being, and asked the question, what is the truth? I've joined in union and relationship with my higher self, and now I'm channeling that self, and that self sees the perfection of all that is.
And that self is the holy self.
That is
my
holy
self.
That's right.
Abides in you.
That's right.
God's son.
Yep.
That's beautiful, Tony.
Let not your son forget your name is his. And when we say God is love, then let us not forget we are love. Let us not forget to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if we do indeed love our brothers and sisters with that love, the love of God, Christ's mind, then how could we not love ourselves as well?
Right. Amen. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll call it a day.
My holy self abides in you, God's Son.
Nice. We love you. Thanks so much for joining us and journeying with us through these workbook lessons. We love you, mighty companions. God bless you for being there. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send